Few things in our day-to-day living are more influenced by tradition than our food choices, but as Simon Barden points out, sometimes change is helpful. Your narrator is Dwight Lainhoff. Starting the day we were born, long before we can remember, our parents gave us food to eat. It began with milk, but it soon moved beyond that. And it's a good bet that our parents gave us the kind of food their parents gave them, which would have been much the same as what their parents fed them before that. Thus, our food choices today are influenced by what we grew up seeing as the norm. Old food traditions tend to die hard. We are creatures of habit. We know what foods we enjoy eating, and we don't like to stray from that unless it's necessary. But sometimes, issues arise in our lives that can cause us to change our food choices to something quite different from what they've always been. This might be because of a medical diagnosis. For example, people who are found to be lactose intolerant have to look into milk alternatives, such as soy milk or almond milk, to see which one works best for them. Others may discover that they're gluten intolerant, and they have to learn to enjoy substitutes for breads, crackers, and pastries. And then there are those who choose to follow a plant-based diet because of a change in their religious faith. Their newly formed convictions about the mistreatment of animals, a particular health reason, or simply because of personal choices. Fortunately, in today's world, there's a variety of substitutes for meat that can make the switch to a plant-based diet much easier. Most people don't follow a totally meat-based diet. Rather, they eat both plant and animal foods, with plant foods usually making up the most of the diet. So in theory, making the jump from a meat-based diet to a vegetarian diet shouldn't be that hard. After all, only one food group changes. How hard can that be? Well, one of the problems is that people who include meat in their diet usually use it as the base for their meals. The classic quick, no-fuss meal for many is a cut of meat plus two or three fruits for breakfast or vegetables, lunch and dinner. And the idea of a meal being just the three fruits or vegetables doesn't seem very desirable. Furthermore, such a meal can be nutritionally unbalanced for those who aren't familiar with vegetarian cooking. This is where meat substitutes can help. These products usually are typical vegetable proteins or ingredients such as beans, and they're designed to mimic the taste, texture, and nutritional content of meat, while avoiding the problems that are associated with the consumption of meat. Meat analogs, such as veggie sausages or veggie burgers and even veggie bacon, are all available for plant-based eaters who are looking for a quick alternative to meat. These products have often been made of refined proteins, such as soy or wheat gluten, to give them a chewy, meaty texture with color and plant-based or artificial flavors used to approximate the taste of meat. Today's products also include a wider range of ingredients such as brown rice, black beans, and grated vegetables. Beyond their ability to satisfy the desire for a certain taste and texture, many meat analog products are also fortified with key nutrients such as iron, zinc, and vitamin B12, making them a convenient alternative for people who are new to a plant-based diet. A quick meal of veggie sausages can be a stress-free alternative for those looking to move away from meat, but aren't yet confident on how to replace the nutrients they were getting from meat in their previous diet. But incorporating these foods into the diet still requires new skills and knowledge. And most people still balk at the idea of a meal that consists of beans and three vegetables. It can be even more confusing working out just what they're supposed to do with nuts and seeds and how to put them into a meal. And in spite of the strong reasons why they've chosen to omit meat from their diets, many still miss the taste and the way of cooking they're most familiar with, even if they now fundamentally object to it. And for those who want to keep including friends and relatives in their meal gatherings, meat analogs provide an easy middle ground that potentially suits everyone involved. One of the key nutrients that must be accounted for by those who omit meat from their diets, zinc, iron, and vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is especially important because it's found only in animal products such as meat, poultry, dairy, and eggs. But this doesn't mean that meat is needed in the diet. The majority of vegetarians use dairy products and eggs, and they don't need to worry about getting enough vitamin B12. Even if you choose a vegan diet, one that doesn't include any animal products, alternative sources of dairy, such as soy milk and almond milk, are fortified with vitamin B12. Nutritionists generally recommend that the average adult should consume one serving per day of meat or meat alternatives, which equates to a third cup of nuts or legumes such as beans, lentils, split peas, and chickpeas, or two small eggs. You don't have to consume everything at one meal either. Some nuts in a stir fry at lunch and some chickpeas in a curry at dinner will enable you to meet your daily nutritional needs. The good news is that legumes also count as a vegetable, so you can eat more than one serving of these per day to maximize the benefits from these nutrient powerhouses. The move from meat-based diet to a plant-based one doesn't have to be difficult or intimidating. Just be sure that you're getting enough of the nutritious plant foods found in the meat alternatives and be aware of the products that can help you make the transition. By doing so, you'll reap the many health benefits of a plant-based diet while avoiding the pitfalls that come with the poorly planned diets of variety. Now here's a sidebar. Vitamin B12 is an essential nutrient that's needed to maintain good health, but it isn't found in plant foods. The only natural sources are meat, poultry, eggs, and dairy products. However, it's still possible to get vitamin B12 from plant-based foods by choosing those that have been fortified with vitamin B12. These include fortified soy and other non-dairy milks and fortified meat analogs such as veggie sausages. These are all convenient ways for plant-based eaters to meet their daily vitamin B12 needs. And keep in mind, however, that not all of these products are fortified with B12, so check product nutrition labels. And finally, vitamin B12 supplements and injections are also available. If you choose to follow a completely plant-based diet, you might also find it helpful to discuss your vitamin B12 needs with a nutrition professional who can help you to determine which sources of vitamin B12 are the best option for you.